Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly Update Morning Edition. On this Tuesday, if I were a congressperson or a senator, I would not vote for this new border bill. It is 570 pages long. It is extremely confusing. It is impossible for the government to carry out the mandates in it. For example, they have to tally up every day how many migrants attempt to cross into the United States from San Diego to Brownsville. Well, who's going to do that? Not Border Patrol. It's impossible. So this is a big ruse. What should happen is that President Biden, by executive order, should close the border for 6 months at least. So that the federal government can reorganize its asylum procedures, which is in the bill, but that's going to take time to reorganize that. And the local states and cities that are drowning with migrants getting entitlements can smooth that out. That's the first thing that should happen. And then you deliberate on how you want to go forward. But this new bill is designed to give President Biden cover because 70% of Americans believe he has screwed up the southern border. Now this.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year. Dozens of golf outings and barbecues. And the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
That is the Morning O'Reilly Update. More analysis later on.